Today's daf is Maseches Bava Metzia, daf Yud. One word of background on today's discussion. The Mishnah in the sixth parak of our Masecha teaches that an employer who hires workers to work for him may not fire them once they have accomplished even part of their work, and if he does so, yado al hatachtona, which means, commentaries explain, if the workers were to quit, they are the ones who are at a disadvantage. If the hourly wage goes up to hire new workers, then the employer can deduct from the ones who quit. But if he is the one who fires them, then he is the one who's going to be at a disadvantage, and he's going to have to compensate them. Now, our Gemara at the bottom of Amud Aleph presents an important nuance in this halacha, and the source for this halacha as well. Poal yachol lachzor bo afilu b'chatzi yom. Gemara says that a worker is allowed to quit in the middle of his workday. The Gemara gives one first a logic of svara, and then it brings a pasuk, "Tichtiv ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim." For me, the Jewish people are servants. Avadai heim v'lo avadim avadim. So the limud, the Gemara learns from these words of the Torah that we are to serve Hashem. We are the servants of Hashem. We're not the servants of other servants. Everybody, even the employers, are in this chain in this world of being under the service of Hashem. The commentaries have a discussion about who the halacha here is talking about in terms of a worker's rights. Maybe it's only the worker who is allowed to quit without ramifications, but the employer may not be able to fire them so easily. The Achronim have a debate about this very point, about who is the one who has the upper hand, let's say, in terms of the rights, but there is also an element of responsibility of the worker. The Gemara and Baba Basra, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, teaches that if a worker causes a pseida delo hadar, which we could translate as an irretrievable loss, as examples that are given over there, this could be grounds for dismissal, for the employer being allowed to fire the worker. The Rambam in Hilchos Schirus differentiates between people who are employed by the community, let's say teachers, other types of public workers, versus by private individuals, somebody hires someone to work in their home, and so on, where in the former case, it would be legal to fire the worker for an infringement or causing a major loss in their responsibility. But in the latter case, when it's a private hire, it's not going to be as easy. The Ra'ava disagrees, and the Tur Choshe Mishpat Shinvav follows the broad permission to fire workers if they manage to mess things up that cause the business to suffer. When it comes to an employer who has found a better worker, Shulchan Aruch and Yoredei Reish Mem Ches, which is the halachot of Talmud Torah, the laws of Torah teachers. Im yesh kan melameid, says the Shulchan Aruch, uba acher tov mimenu, and there's a better teacher than this one. So that could perhaps be a case, a person gets older, a person loses their ability to teach for one reason or another. Misalkin harishon mipnei hasheni. The first one is allowed to be replaced by the second one. There's an important comment to the Aruch HaShulchan, however, in this context, who wonders why the Shulchan Aruch said this. Lama yigara hamelameid mishar poel. Why should the teacher be any worse than any other employee? De'ein balabayit yachol lachzor bo be'em tzman sriruto. You can't just fire somebody in the middle of their job. K'sheina motze mum b'lachtov. You don't have grounds to do so. And he quotes, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. He answers, that's the power of this teaching, which is our daf, that the hiring of worker is not a kinyan. It's not something that your worker doesn't belong to you and you don't belong to him. And therefore, if there's a benefit to the employer, as he found a better worker, he would be allowed to replace the first guy. All this being said, we will learn later on in the seventh parak, the mission that states, Akol kemin hagamidina. For when the hiring occurred, there was an implicit agreement. The ability to fire work will be decided based on the laws and norms of the society at that time. For example, if Moshe Feinstein writes in Igor's Moshe Choshe Mishpat Chelak Aleph Siman 9 Hey, that when there is an established employment law, or even if it was just agreed upon by the employer and worker, it's as if they stipulated explicitly, Stam Schirut Hu Adaita Dimin Haga. That's how it works. Employment principles are going to be founded upon the customs and norms of the time. Tzitz Eliezer as well, for example, in Chelak Zayin, Memches, for example, notes that severance packages, others discuss pensions, for a worker who had been let go would also fall under this category, since a person who works Chodesh L'Shana, they go into their job with this expectation. Mitzvat Hashem, we'll return to discuss these halachot in more depth in our Masechet for our Daf. Daf's purposes, we have the core reminder that in our world, we may have a job or we may have employees, but we are servants of Hashem. Ultimately, we answer and follow His word, and this is the mindset and the mandate the Torah demands from us.